everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the Public Library. In this excerpt, I speak with Karen Hofstede about her interest in the salmon cannery history. She started collecting labels after a friend sent her one named after her first boat, the Tonka. She plans to donate her entire collection to the Clausen Memorial Museum.
I'd like to collect anything to do with salmon cannery history in Southeast. And somebody was, PAF, they were tearing down a building, an old building here. And in the olden days, they used paper for insulation and stuff. They started doing this, and there was some Tonka labels, salmon labels. And somebody gave us one because we have a boat, the Tonka. And I framed it and had it hanging in the kitchen. It was really interesting because I never thought of collecting salmon labels. But then people would come to visit and say, oh, gee, you got a salmon label. Oh, I know where there's some. You know, I've started getting them in the mail, not even names. I don't even know who sent it to me. And I had a little notebook, you know, and I'd stick them in there and frame more, and it just kind of got out of hand. I mean, this was a really, turned into a really a fun, harmless, collection. And you're kind of like and I'm very proud that I have never, ever done any sleuthing on the internet. No eBay, nothing like that. It's all one-on-one and leading, you know, being like a detective. Oh, somebody might have a label here. They had a cannery back, you know, this kind of stuff. And just, so I met a lot of really interesting people that way. And I have about, I don't know, maybe 200, 250 of the original tins. There are, a lot of them are handmade. The cannery, you know, where they had to cut the tin and, you know, solder the lids and, and there's quite a few like that that go back into the 1800s. And I'm still collecting. I've got five supposedly in the mail to me now from the East Coast, which is where most of the labels come from, because that's where the population was. So in the late 1800s, I mean, Seattle wasn't even much, you know, it was just a little village kind of. So most all of the salmon cans ended up on the East Coast where the population was. And then people would put their own labels on them. So very few of the canned salmon was ever labeled in Alaska. It's mostly from back east. So anyway, I've got many thousands of labels right now, and my collection is, I'm still collecting for Petersburg, so this collection will stay here in town.
What makes the labels desirable? What makes you want to collect some of them, but maybe not others? What are the things that you look for when you're collecting?
Well, I'll collect any kind of salmon labels. I'm not into, you know, pilchards or oysters or anything like that, just the salmon, because that's where we're right here in the center of the salmon. Run, so that's natural. And then that extended on now. I have a lot of ephemera, the old books, research books, explorers, anything to do with salmon in Alaska. You know, I've got one from one of the people that had the very first salmon canneries in the world, were Hume, and there's a Hume label right there. There's some from the 1890s, the first salmon cannery in Alaska was Klawak, and I have that. There's one Pipus Bay. You see that Pipus Bay label? I tried to have them alphabetical, but now when I've been collecting a few more, they're kind of off whack. Oh, I have one, some from the old cannery, the Bushman era. Labels, the one up here, and I have a tin in the cabinet that's from the Icy Straits. So, you know, that's my turn of the century.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the Public Library to learn more about how to participate.